Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 305 for Monday, March 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Monday morning, posting solid gains as the weaker Canadian dollar and bullish chart signals provided support. Canola was up by $1 to over $5, the May contract up $5.40 at $468.90 per ton. The Canadian dollar is down by about a quarter cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That helps encourage both exporter and domestic crusher buying interest. Demand for vegetable oil out of India was another source of support, especially as traders had been concerned about demand from China. Hail and rain in India's farm belt has put many of that country's crops at risk, including canola. However, a softer tone in Chicago soybeans did temper the advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., activity is mixed to start the day, but the bias is starting to turn higher in many contracts. Soybeans are trading within a penny of unchanged, the May contract steady at $8.96 per bushel. Brazil's soybean harvest is now estimated to be just over half done, with recently harvested supplies starting to displace the U.S. in the global market. Chart-based selling contributed to the somewhat softer tone in beans as prices backed away from nearby highs, but at the same time, support was holding to the downside, keeping that market steady. For corn, prices are up 2 to 3 cents, the May contract up 3 at $3.68 per bushel. Speculators were noted buyers as nearby chart signals have shifted higher. However, losses in crude oil and reports of increased export competition out of Russia limited the advances. Wheat is up 1 to 4 cents, the May contract in Chicago up a penny at $4.77 per bushel. Wheat was holding within a tight range. On the one hand, weather concerns in some parts of the U.S., as winter wheat crops start to break dormancy, did provide some support. But on the other hand, world supplies do remain more than sufficient to meet demand, limiting the export interest for U.S. wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.